感謝主又俾我哋有一個機會，有啲嘅交通。
To thank the Lord that we've been given this opportunity to have sharing.
我哋先係安靜，有一啲嘅禱告。
Quieten ourselves down and let's just pray.
親愛嘅恩主，我哋敬拜你，讚美你。
Our loving Lord, indeed we praise you and we worship you.
因為直到現今，你都係樂意嘅向教會嚟説話。
Until now, you are so willing to speak to your church.
你仍旧愿意将你天上嘅心意向我哋地上嘅呢啲属你嘅人嚟到表明。
And you indeed reveal your heavenly thoughts to us who are on earth.
因此，我哋喺你面前恭敬嘅嚟到等候你自己发声。
And indeed, we reverently wait upon you for you to speak.
愿意我哋每一个喺你面前都有一个会听话嘅耳仔。
Indeed, that we may have an ear that will hear.
有一个心愿意受教。
A heart that will be willing to be taught.
好叫你嘅话发出嚟嘅时候，我哋每一个人喺里边都有回应。
So that when your word is being declared, that in us we will have a response.
好叫你嘅话唔会徒然返回。
And your word may not return to you in vain.
主，我哋喺你面前静默等候你。
Indeed, we wait in silence before you.
愿你照着你自己的应许与我们同在。
According to your promise that you will be with us.
我们祷告感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Indeed, we pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus.
阿门。今次呢，我又同以往的大师那个的交通呢，都是围绕我在三文寺那边的聚会，我读经的时候那个的领会。
And again, I'll be sharing with you all my learning that we've been having while we're reading the Bible in San Francisco.
假如我冇记错嘅话咧，我记得上两次嘅交通咧都系旧约嘅。
I remember previous two sharings that I had with you all is in the Old Testament.
但今次嘅交通咧，就因为响我哋完咗西岸特会一个礼拜，我哋跟住就嚟欧洲。
And because we've finished the West Coast Conference, and a week after that, we came over to Europe.
咁今次西岸特会嗰个交通嘅题目咧，就系话恢复耶稣基督嘅见证。
And the theme of the West Coast Conference was the recovery of the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
聚会嘅时候，几位嘅弟兄就从各方面各个角度讲到耶稣基督见证。失落同埋恢复。
And several brothers were sharing on various aspects of how the testimony of the Lord Jesus was lost and also being recovered.
从点样咧？从乜嘢系耶稣基督嘅见证嗰度开始。
Starting from the point of what is it the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
然后响旧约嘅时候，嗰、那个见证点样失落又恢复？
And how during the Old Testament times, this testimony of his was lost and also then recovered.
是在新約的時候怎樣的來到恢復。
And also in the New Testament, how this testimony is being recovered.
然後在教會歷史最初的三個世紀裡面，那個見證怎樣失落又恢復。
And how in the first three century of the church, how the testimony was lost and also recovered.
也都提到我哋为耶稣基督见证嗰个嘅争战。
And also mention about the battle and the conflict that we have in this testimony of the Lord Jesus.
我哋每年西岸特会嗰个主题咧，都系一啲带领嘅弟兄们响主面前等候，等候大家同意嚟到带出嚟嘅一个信息。
Each year with the West Coast Conference, the leading brothers will be waiting and waiting before the Lord, and then coming in agreement as to what the message should be.
我十分觉得呢个题目系我哋呢啲活响接近主翻嚟嘅日子嘅每一个基督徒都好十分需要噶。
And I find that this topic indeed is very needful for each one of us as we see the coming back of the Lord.
我哋都从主嘅话里边，从主嘅仆人嘅教导里边，我哋都已经承受咗呢个见证，耶稣基督嘅见证。
And through the word of God and also the teachings of the servants of God, we know we have received this testimony of the Lord Jesus.
家咧就睇下我哋点样嚟到持守，一直叫呢个见证能够一路持守到见主面嘅日子。
The question now for us is how do we keep on hold of this testimony right through to the day when we will see the Lord？
咁因为呢个咁嘅题目咧，我就联想到响启示录第一章嗰度有几句嘅话。
And because of the topic, I've been reminded of the words in Revelation chapter 1.
第一章第九节到第十二节。
And Revelation chapter 1, verse 9 through to 12.
第九节到第十二节，你哋查紧启示录，咁都好熟呢几节圣经噶啦。
From verse 9 to 12, I know you are doing the book of Revelation, so you should be very familiar with these verses.
嗱，我哋有中文圣经嘅，我哋一齐读第九节到第十二节。
For those of us who read within the Chinese, can we read together from verse 9 to 12?
睇英文圣经嘅咧，你就睇下嗰几节圣经。
And for those who are reading the English, please look at it yourself.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度。忍耐里一定有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣作的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说：你所看见的，当写在书上。达与以弗所、士每拿、别加摩、推雅推拉、撒地、菲拉铁菲、老底加和七个教会，我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台。读埋第十三节，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间出着金带。大家都好熟呢段圣经吓。
I'm sure we are familiar with this passage of scripture.
主所爱嘅呢个门徒使徒约翰，当佢年老嘅时候，因为主嘅名嘅缘故，就被发放到拔摩海岛，即系流放到嗰度啦。
This beloved apostle and servant of the Lord in his old age was indeed being taken to the island of Patmos because of the word of God.
有啲人读呢段圣经咧，以为写启示录嘅时候就写佢响拔摩海岛所听见嘅、所见嘅异象，同埋所听见嘅主自己嘅话。
And there are those who recognize and think that the book of Revelation were in fact the vision and the words that John had seen and heard in the island of Patmos。
但系你留意嗰个第九节最后尾嗰句，佢曾在。即是他所见的异象，所主所预言给他的一切的话，是当他写启示录的时候，那个是过去的事情。他说曾经在那个海岛上看见这个异象。
And he says that was in the island of Patmos, as though that this was something that was already in the past when John wrote the book of Revelation.
你知道约翰嗰陣時流放，後尾有一段嘅短嘅時間，佢就放翻出嚟，之後就為主殉道。
And we know, before he was martyred for the Lord, he was set free for a short period of time.
好可能係佢放咗出嚟之後，佢就諗翻起喺海島上面所見嘅異象，就將佢寫落嚟。
And it could well be that after he was released, he thought about this vision that he had in the island of Patmos, and so wrote this book.
你知道使徒約翰。是所有使徒当中最后一个为主殉道的。
You know, John was the very last one who was martyred for the Lord among the apostles.
他那时年纪都很大了，但是主特别有一个托付给他，真的给他看见主将来要所作的一切。
He was indeed a very elderly by then, but the Lord in fact showed him all that he would be doing.
神是怎样向他启示的，你留意。当他在那里坐在海边，或者望着海的爱琴海的对面那里，小亚细亚那七个教会 所在的地方。
It could be that while he was at Patmos, looking out to the sea across over to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
呢幾個教會都係好掛念喺佢心裏邊嘅。
And these churches would have been much in the heart of John.
你假如睇跟住第二章同埋第三章嘅嗰幾七封書信嘅內容，你就知道當時教會嘅光景唔係話太好。
And if you were to read through chapter 2 and 3, where he wrote the letters to the seven churches, you would have known the situation there wasn't all that good.
所以約翰嘅心好沉重，為教會嘅事情好掛念。
And John's heart would have been rather heavy and also a concern for the churches.
咁當佢響度或者默默嘅為七個教會嚟到禱告，裏邊好沉重嘅時候，聽見後邊有聲音啦。
It could be that in his heaviness, he was in fact praying for the churches, and while he was so doing, he heard this voice behind him.
嗰個聲音好大，哇，好似吹號咁啊，好大聲，佢冇辦法唔聽得到。
This was indeed a very loud voice, as one of a trumpet sounding. It can't be that he would not hear it.
佢就轉過身去睇下先。
So obviously, he then turned back to have a look.
點解會喺呢個海島度有人同佢講説話嘅咧
？How come？Someone speaking to him on this island.
第十二節一睇，睇見七尖係睇見七個金燈台。
Right, in verse 12, when he turned, the very first thing he saw was seven golden lampstand.
你下邊睇到金燈台就係講到嗰七個教會，咁佢就即刻就知道，哦，對，關乎呢七個教會有一啲嘅事情佢要知道啦。
And we know that as we read on.These seven lamps, in fact, depicts the seven churches to which he knew that there are things that he had to say to them.
但最叫佢心里边受安慰嘅咧，喺金灯台中间有主自己呢位人子。
But what was most comforting to him was in the midst of the lampstands, there's this Son of Man.
佢一见到佢知道呢个系耶稣基督自己，佢就即刻扑倒喺个地度啦。
When he saw this, he knew very certainly that this.Was the Lord Jesus, and so he fell to the ground.
主好知道佢挂念住教会嘅事情，所以佢响呢个时候，佢要佢转过身嚟。你唔好净系睇见嗰个拦住，你睇见响七个教会当中仍旧响度一直响度行走监察嘅嗰位人子。
And the Lord knew how his heart was towards the churches, and how heavy his heart may well have been. And when he turned to look.The Lord is saying to him not only to see the seven churches, but the one who indeed is walking in the midst of them.
所以有好多时候，我哋对教会嘅事好挂心，又觉得有啲灰暗嘅时候，记得我哋要转过头嚟，我哋要睇下我哋嘅主耶稣基督响嗰度，佢仍旧系坐宝座，佢冇放弃佢所要嘅见证。
And when we are downcast, in fact, how needful this for us to look once again.That the Lord is still very much on the throne, and that He would not give up the testimony that He had wanted.
所以佢一响离开咗，有机会离开咗拔摩海岛嘅时候，佢就即刻就将所含啦当时当日主所启示俾佢嘅，佢就写落嚟啦。
So when he left Patmos, the very first thing that he did was to write down all this revelation that the Lord had given to him.
佢呢度明显话我约翰即系哎呀，我呢个老弟兄。同你一樣都是經過患難的，我現在就是怎樣為神的道並為基督並為耶穌作見證。
And this John, your brother and fellow partakers in the tribulation and the kingdom and patience, in fact is very much for the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
那我就聯想一下，約翰寫了啟示錄之外，當然有寫了什麼？
Of course, apart from this book of Revelation,which other book had John written?
最得閒度你知道有約翰福音係咪
？The very least you know the John's Gospel.
最得閒度你知道約翰一二三書。
And also the three epistles, first, second, and third John.
咁約翰福音咧，你話哦，約翰福音唔係又係四本福音當中嘅一卷啦，係咪
？And you say John's Gospel is one of the four Gospels in the Bible.
但你要有一件事情你必须要分别清楚。
However, one thing you need to make very certain and clear.
当时约翰写圣灵感动他将约翰福音写下来的时候，其他那三卷福音已经 寫咗落嚟㗎啦。
When John was inspired to write the Gospel of John, the other three Gospels would have already been written.
你話已經有三個人有聖靈嘅感動，將耶穌嘅生平、佢所做嘅、佢嗰啲教訓冚唪唥寫曬落嚟啦，仲要有一本第四本卷福音。
And three have already been inspired by God to write three different Gospels. Why then having to write the fourth?
冇乜咁嘅需要啦，係咪
There wouldn't be a need.
可能太多嘅重複啦。
It could be too many repetition.
第一，神冇睇見多餘嘅。
Whatever God does is not unnecessary.
第二，你又睇見記載嘅約翰受聖靈感動所記載落嚟嘅，有好多其他三本福音都冇講嘅。
However, when you read through John, you know the many records and what been written down are not in the other three gospels.
所以咧，你好睇清楚神響約翰身上邊所托付嘅嗰個嘅所帶出嚟嘅嗰個見證，就係、是、我哋唔話遠超過嗰三卷福音，我哋唔話神保持。四卷福音都喺度，佢有佢嘅用意，我哋都知道每卷福音有佢嘅重点。但系我哋可以话，神觉得好似嗰三卷福音未有完全将神嘅儿子作为人嘅嗰段嘅时间完全表明出嚟，所以佢要感动约翰再写，多写一卷嘅福音。
So we know that although we can't say that John's gospel is one that is much greater than the other three, we know that that's not the case, but rather God had felt that even with the three gospels, it is still not complete in revealing the Son of God to us.
所以你千祈唔好睇四卷福音嘅时候，将佢哋摆埋一齐，以为都系同时间写出嚟嘅，唔系，系三卷福音写成先，然之后神再叫约翰好似有啲嘅补充，有啲嘅更多嘅说明就。記載喺約翰福音嗰度啦。
So don't think that the four gospels were all written at the same time, rather that John's gospel was the very last, where it was to in fact fill up what was lacking in the other three.
頭先我講係約翰好年老嘅時候寫嘅，咁你就知道嗰個時候係第一世紀嘅末期，即係已經離開主升天以後好幾十年嘅時候啦。
You know that the gospel of John was written at the very last, nearing the end of the first century, scores of years after the Lord had ascended.
所以你就算唔识教会历史都好啦，但你睇下启示录第二、第三两章所讲嘅嗰七个教会嘅情形，你就知道有好多未救得上神嘅心意。
And no matter how much you know of the church history, when you read through the second and third chapters of Revelation, you know how God's heart is still not being fulfilled in the churches.
因为今日交通嘅，我唔着重响启示录嗰七封书信，我系想同大家睇睇约翰福音主所托付俾约翰所带出嚟嘅嗰个嘅见证。
I will not be sharing on on Revelation, but rather in John's Gospel, what God had entrusted to John for him to bring forth.
但系你睇启示录嗰度嗰两封书信咧，睇见最低限度当时嘅教会。在以弗所和别加摩那两个教会就有那个所谓尼哥拉一党的人那些的异端。
And you know that in the book of the Church of Ephesus and Pergamon, there was this doctrine of the Nicolaitans among them.
尼哥拉一党的什么？我们简单的说，他们就是高举人，要来将属世的人的知识好、学问好来搬出来。嚟到替代神嘅真道。
And who are the Nicolaitans? They are those who in fact would exalt the things of man and would bring in the things which are of the world in place of the truth and the Lord Jesus.
所以你睇到嗰陣時候，教會咧已經有異端喺度混亂神嘅道。
And you know that the church has already these elements of untruth against the truth of God.
你又跟住落去睇到嗱，士每拿。同菲拉菲拉铁菲呢两个教会都系叫做比较满足神嘅心意嘅。士满拿为主受好多嘅苦，菲拉铁菲真系好将主嘅爱活出嚟。但系呢两个教会啊，你假如记得睇过第三章，你就睇到嗰阵时候佢哋又另外有一啲其他嘅异端喺度混乱。
And we find that even for Smyrna and Philadelphia, the churches who were perhaps more pleasing to the Lord, still they had difficulty in the midst, even though in Smyrna they were undergoing tribulation, and with Philadelphia they were in fact having the love of the Lord in the midst.
比較突出的就是說，照著聖經的話，那撒旦一會的人就是那些自稱是猶太人，其實就不是的。那表示是什麼呢？那時候有些信了主的那些猶太人，又將猶太人的宗教律法又帶來了，混淆了。所以你看，加拉太書的保羅都是指到這方面的，他們需要澄清的分別的。
And find that the Jews among them was bringing back into the church the teachings of Judaism and the law, and how this they were being in the muddle, and just as Paul in Galatians was trying to clear up.
當然當時叫教會受到混亂的呢，唔單係淨係呢兩方面嘅錯誤嘅教導。Of
course, what is confusing in the church was not just these two teachings.
但係我淨係就呢兩方面，一方面高舉人。 一方面高舉律法，呢兩種東西啊，好多時候就迷糊咗我哋對耶穌基督嗰個所賜嘅生命嘅道咧，就叫我哋就睇唔到啦。And
find that so often when they exalt either man or we exalt the law, then the law of life that the Lord wants for us, we soon lose sight of.
所以我咁樣想起嘅時候咧，我就翻嚟再睇約翰福音。
And with such thoughts, I come to read John again and have this new understanding.
我们最近教会的查经，我们平时礼拜二晚，我们教会有查经，就多数是教导式讲解圣经，是黄弟兄负责的。And
normally on a Tuesday evening, we will have a Bible study which is expository, and Brother Wong would take that Bible study.
咁啊，只有佢讲，冇我哋讲。And
we will hear him at. Say and we don't have a chance.
咁而家咧，佢又想我哋學下啦。咁啊，輪到咧，大家一齊學習，大家可以講。
And now he wants us all to learn, and everyone learn to share.
咁佢就挑約翰福音呢卷書，咁啊俾一個弟兄，而家暫時就係 Eric 弟兄先開頭。
And we set on doing John's Gospel, and firstly. Eric, Brother Eric is starting off from that book.
然後呢，弟兄姊妹可以交通，自由交通，就住約翰福音交通。
And then other brothers and sisters can then follow on to share.
咁然後佢就做一個結束嘅歸納性嘅一個分享。
And then he would indeed make a conclusion of what has been shared.
我覺得好有幫助。I
find it to be very helpful.
咁我就 其實咧，我喺教會裏邊叫主日學也好，或者查經也好，就查咗好多次約翰福音噶啦。呢個。I
know that whether in the Sunday school or in Bible studies, we have done often many times the book of John.
咁當時咧諗住約翰福音好易睇啫，係咪啊？咁啊，好自以為有啲收穫啦，咁又學人你喺度交通。
I thought, oh, it should be now very easy now that we're very familiar with this. And then like,
I can just also share with others. And
then when we're doing John again, I thought, oh, we'll take the stand from our of what the Lord says of Himself, I'm in fact the bread of life, I'm the light of the world, and so on.
又有一次咧，就攞斯可福查經課程咁嚟幫自己。
And also use the Scofield to try to help me.
但係總係覺得乾巴巴都唔係裏邊自己嘅話。
And I thought, oh, it's really not the words from me.
又好零碎，零零碎碎。
And it seems rather scattered.
你聽過一句説話啦。 只見樹木就不見森林。You
say you only you can't distinguish the trees from the woods.
一棵棵樹睇到啦，但係樹林裏嗰個森林嗰個整個嘅圖畫，你領會唔到。
and you may see
each individual tree,
but you do not see the complete picture or the forest.
昨天我们有机会去 New Forest 行一下。
Yesterday we had the chance to go to walk around New Forest.
我看见有很多树, 虽然没有我们加州那些 Redwood 那些红木那么高那么大, 那个树干那么粗, 但是有些树都很直很漂亮。
And although it may not be as the trees may not be as large or as tall as the trees in America, yet they are still very straight and beautiful.
咁我哋覺得啊呢棵樹咁靚, 又嗰棵樹咁靚。
He says, "Oh, this is so beautiful, this tree, and so wonderful."
嗱，你記得嗰個係 forest 一個森林, 你要睇到整個森林嗰個嘅美。
In fact, they are only a part of that whole forest, and then how beautiful the whole forest is.
我哋讀聖經好多時候就係啦。 約翰福音。 加拿大嘅婚宴將水變做酒，咁啊講得好興高采烈啦。So
often it says, "Oh, John's Gospel, how the Lord turned water into wine in the marriage in Cana, and we will share a great deal on that."
或者睇到尼哥底母點樣同主講到嗰個嘅對話。Or
the conversation that Nicodemus had with the Lord.
當然每一件事例，你獨立咗出嚟嚟到去交通嚟到領會都好豐富。
Of course, if you take these passages out to share, they are very abundant.
但是你记得，始终记得， 当时约翰受圣灵感动，写落嚟嗰啲系其他福音未有记载，梗系有一个特别嘅意思。
If you think about it, that the Lord had in fact inspired John to write this gospel, and much of this recording is not in the other gospel, it must be a special meaning.
約翰已經嗰陣時候年紀幾大㗎喇，我估佢唔想講太多重複嘅話，聖靈俾佢嗰個負擔係乜嘢，佢就寫落嚟。所以整卷約翰福音所啟示嘅係一貫嘅，一氣呵成，可以話係一個森林嘅一個圖畫。
John would have been rather elderly by the time, and he would not want to repeat anything, and through the moving of the Holy Spirit, he wants to write everything as it were of a whole, the whole picture of the forest.
咁嗰陣時，聖靈要嗰個世代屬佢嘅人、屬神嘅人，佢哋要睇見嘅嗰個完整嘅啟示係乜嘢嘢咧？咁我而家今次咧就照住我哋禮拜二查經，大家嘅交通同埋我自己嘅領會，我哋嚟試下睇約翰福音前邊嗰十章。
What is the complete picture that God wants to give to His children? And I would like to share with brothers and sisters. In fact, what we have been doing in San Francisco through the 10 chapters of John's Gospel.
所以而家大家要揭去《約翰福音》，因為我有好多嘅經文喺嗰度指出嚟嘅。
So we have now to turn to the book of John, and have many places to look up.
點解淨係前邊嗰十章咧？就因為我走嘅時候啱啱交通完第十章。
Why only the 10 chapters of the Gospel? Because when I left, this is where we were.
所以我嘅領會交通所得嘅咧，就係前邊嗰十章。
So my understanding and what I have gotten through the Bible studies are the first 10 chapters.
嗱，大家打開第一章啦。
Let us turn to chapter 1.
一開始，聖靈就話：太初有道。
And start off straight away, it says, "In the beginning was the Word."
你留意寫呢句說話嘅人係一個打魚佬嚟嘅啫。
You know, this person who wrote this gospel was a fisherman.
佢能夠知道咁幾多關乎太初嘅事咧，根本唔係聖靈叫佢寫出嚟，佢就一無所知。
And how would he know about the things in the beginning if it had not been the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit? He would have no knowledge of it.
一開始就俾你睇見，哇！原來講 從咁大嘅、咁遠嘅、咁高嘅一個源頭嚟到將嗰個啟示帶出嚟。
In fact, this revelation starts off in such a distant time where it's so glorious and great.
有好多人讀到呢節聖經，即刻嚟到聯想到創世記第一章第一節啦，係咪？
And many people, when they read this verse, would straight away think about Genesis. Chapter 1, verse 1.
嗰度講起初神創造天地。
It says, "In the beginning, God created heaven and earth."
有好多讀經嘅人講話，呢個太初比起初仲初。
Many people say that in the beginning would have been even further back than at the time when
heaven and earth was created.
In fact, it was in fact right through the beginning from of eternity.
And talk
about at the beginning, there's no further back to go.
你看看約翰, 他能夠一寫, 就將一個很寶貝的話就講了出來, 講明一切的源頭。
And here, John starts off straight away, say from the beginning and also where the source is.
但你講是一件很美的一個很高的啟示, 但跟我們人有什麼關係呢?
Yes, a very wonderful and high revelation, but what has this got to do with us?
你看講下去的時候, 太初有道, 道與神同在, 道就是神。
It goes on to say, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
由這個道一路一講講到第四章, 原來生命在這個道裡面, 這個生命就是人的光, 馬上就將這個這麼榮耀的事實帶到來跟我們的關係。
And then come to verse 4, it says, In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. How this brings it to us, this glorious relationship.
所以你從這幾節呢,你即刻就找到,當然我們講話太初的事情,但是我話同我們人拉上關係的最重要的一點就是生命,生命。
Although it talks about from the very beginning, but what really it has to do with us, when it comes to the point, it is to do with life.
你看這個,生命在他裡頭,這生命就是人的光,光照在黑暗裡,黑暗卻不切受光,就含冷將主 曾經在人當中所作的事情含冷寫出來。And
here when it talks about in him was life and the life was the light of man and the light appeared in the darkness and the darkness apprehended it not shows us how the Lord here his dealing with us through.
原來當真係我睇見教會慢慢退後,神的話好似慢慢減少,嗰個叫我哋好多時候灰心失望的時候, 最要緊的,我們看到在主裡面給我們的生命的光。
And when the church is in retreat, when God's word becomes much lesser, and how we really need to see that the light to which God has, the Lord has given to us, which is life.
所以你看看這卷書帶出來的啟示,從那裡出來之後,我自己的領會就覺得,神就一直在那裡將生命來到去, 擺出來,被人看見, 唯有在生命裏面,你才能夠有個新的開始, 一個在神面前的那個恢復。
It seems to me that the Lord is putting before us that it's only in life can there be a beginning and also a restoration.
你看,我剛才說,創世記第一章第一節講,起初神創造天地,那個神的創造。
Know that Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, how in the beginning God created the heaven and earth, that is His creation.
約翰福音說,
and here the beginning, it seems that again a new creation that God is doing.
這一點待會我們去到第三章就很明顯了,但你假如從這個角度看,你就開始領會,為什麼約翰是這樣一步一步將這位 神的兒子來到這樣來到顯明。
This will become clear in chapter 3 that and then as we read we will see how step by step God is revealing this very clearly.
我又再提一提,黃弟兄都類似提,我們查經的時候,不要讓那些章節來到去限制我們。
And as Brother Wong always mentioned to us and I'll say it also to you, don't let the chapters and verses restrict us in our reading of the Word of God.
因為這些是以後人加上去為了方便我們查考,因為那個羊皮卷一路繼續去的,我們想找哪節的聖經想講到神哪句的話的啟示,你就很難講了,但分了章節很容易找了。And
this is merely for the convenience of our reading, so that we can actually refer back to which chapter or which verse if we need to.
雖然我的交通是限住這十章,但是我們看到,我不是說一章一章地來講,而是說從這十章裡面,就就著我們剛才所領會的, 咁嚟到去将神所要启示嘅嚟带出嚟。
Although we're going through the 10 chapters, I'm not just pointing out each chapter at a time, but rather what we have actually understood and gathered from a Bible study.
第一章里边讲到施浸约翰指出呢个神嘅羔羊，哇！呢、这个原初响太初嘅时候与神同在嘅呢、这个道成咗肉身住在人嘅当中，咁你就睇到嗰、那个神自己嗰个嘅救赎嗰、那个永远旨意已经开始带出嚟啦。
And when John puts it very clearly that in fact the Word became a flesh and dwell in the midst of man, how God had brought through this a start in the work that He has among man。
咁开始咗之后咧，就然后第一个约翰所记落嚟嘅耶稣所行嘅第一个神迹，咁就出嚟啦。
And then this brought forth the very first miracle that was performed by the Lord。
就系将水变做酒啊。
That is turning water into wine。
酒系乜嘢啊
？What is wine？
就是世界里面所能够给人享用的最美的那样东西。
And wine will in fact represent the enjoyment that man can come to have.
那我不用跟你们在英国住的人说了，你看这些人去吃餐饭都一定有杯酒。
And I have to tell you how often people here in the meal, during the meal time would have a drink of wine.
嗰、那个时候喺个婚宴里边，人就话：哦，酒用尽了。
And in this wedding feast, the wine ran out.
酒用尽了。
The wine has ran out.
世界能够供应人嘅享用嘅所谓最好嘅嗰啲，都会过去，尽了。
In fact, what the world could give to us for enjoyment and provision, they will come to an end.
你人假如睇到酒用尽了呢个光景。他要看到神已经将这个来到摆在一边，一定要重新来到去做。
And you find that when man realized that how what the world can offer will come to an end, how God would have man know that this has been already put aside by God.
所以耶稣第一个神迹就将水变成酒，水同酒是两件截然不同的东西。
We know water and wine are two very different things.
读化学嘅人咧，你就知道啊，嗰个成分好唔同。你点水，你要做酒都要一段嘅时候好长，年代越长就嗰啲酒就越香。
And those who does chemistry would know how the content of water and wine so different, and even for wine to bring about how you need time for it to mature.
但系煮唔受呢限制系咪？即刻哦，将啲水倒咗落个石缸度，一出嚟。就是酒，而且最好的酒，上好的酒。
And there's no such restriction for the Lord how He poured, have the water poured into the urns and then to bring forth the best wine.
所以一开始主自己来到地上的时候，他就俾人睇到，他来的要来做的就要废去地上的一切，他要有一个新的起头。
And the Lord shows us that He will do away with all that is of this world, and He will have a new beginning.
这个明显就是针对当时尼哥拉一党的人。啊、人的知识学问最高、啊、我们高举人的一切的成就，那我们就解决一切问题了，就针对这一方面的。
This is in fact very much against the teachings of the Nicolaitans, saying that to exalt a man and the things which are good in man.
但是你又睇见跟住做咗呢件神迹之后呢
And after this miracle,
第十三节犹太人的逾越节近了。
And verse 13 in chapter 2 says, and the Passover of the Jews was near.
你话有咩紧要啫？我话犹太人嘅逾越节咯。
It is what's so important. It's just the feast of the Jews.
但你读下读下，你就觉得好奇啦。呢、这个词咧，犹太人嘅逾越节，响旧约冇嘅。
But when you read on, you find it seems strange that this phrase, Passover of the Jews, in fact, it's not a phrase in the Old Testament.
最初神将嗰七个节期俾藉着摩西嚟传俾人嘅时候，嗰阵时点样讲啊？耶和华的节期。
And when these seven feasts were given through Moses to the Jews, how would they term? They say that they are the feasts of Jehovah. And we know even with the Passover, it is to do with the salvation of the Lord, and is to bring a man to that knowledge that it is not a man's feast, but it is the feast of Jehovah.
但经过这么多年之后，现在到了新约，他们在历史里面又经过秘掳，这么凄凄凉凉，又回来重建耶路撒冷，现在曾几何时？ 耶和華的節期變成做人的節期。And
been through a great deal, and through captivity, and also going through the restoration of Jerusalem, and now it seems that the feast of Jehovah has become the feast of the Jews.
不是只是這裡說,你後來看到猶太人的住棚節,猶太人什麼,全部都是說人的節期。
And you find that it's not only here, but later on, the tabernacles, the feast of tabernacles of the Jews, and all these have become a man's.
我估猶太人過節,又學我們中國人過中秋節,端午節,又吃月餅,又吃粽子,很高興,原來。
I think these feasts of the Jews will have been very much like the Chinese moon festival and so on, where you have to enjoy the moon cake.
最低限度你在這裡看, 他们预节圣殿，你说多高兴，一个二个在那里买卖，在那里高兴，嘻嘻嘻嘻，很热闹，人的节期，这个是。
So a great deal going on, a lot of enjoyment among men, and all this, in fact, it's just the feast of man.
犹太人最自豪的就是我们有，这里他们去上耶路撒冷，就去圣殿，那些人在那里做买卖，节期，圣殿。 耶路撒冷这几样东西都是犹太人很自以为荣的。
And the Jews see this as glorious, the feast, the temple, Jerusalem.
犹太人一直拒绝这个拿撒勒耶稣所带出来的救恩, 主要是什么呢?他们就守住他们的传统,宗教的传统,这些就可以了,有节期,有圣殿, 我们还需要什么?
Why have they rejected this man from Nazareth? It's because they are just holding on to their feast, and it seems to them it is enough.
所以这里一开始指出来，当耶稣显明在人当中的时候，他就特登走去找个节期，走到去人最多的地方，人在那里热热闹闹，在那里搞宗教的一套的活动的时候，他要在那里表明，你看见，他将这些陷阱要赶出去，他说你们拆了这个圣殿，我三天就起来。
And he would go to where they were gathered to indeed celebrate, and how the Lord says that he will indeed, threw out these money changers, and then say that if you destroy this temple 3 days, he will raise it up.
咁这个咁样嘅线咁嘅交通咧，我就唔做，我就净系讲俾你听，有几处边几处地方系特别系讲到节期嗰个圣殿。 主耶稣是怎样专系拣嗰个时候，佢就去教训人。I just want
to point out to you how when these feasts of the Jews were mentioned in the gospel, how the Lord would then come and choose.
你假如揭唔到圣经唔紧要，第五章第一节就已经讲啦。Chapter 5, verse 1
that says.
佢就讲出嚟嗰个时候又系一个节期，冇讲明咩节期，咁耶稣又上耶路撒冷啦。
There was a feast of the Jews, and this mentioned to tell us which feast, and then the Lord went to Jerusalem.
当时他行一个神迹日，安息日，那个安息日他们最以为圣日，哇，你乜嘢都唔做得噶，你居然喺安息日医病，就系揸住呢样嘢，佢哋后屘要捉佢，要杀佢，就系因为佢犯咗安息日嘅犹太人嘅规定。
And he in fact healed on the Sabbath, and because the Jews reckoned that they should not do anything. And because of that, they sought to kill him.
然后到第七章那里呢，我们又看到有个住棚节。
And also chapter 7, how the feast of the tabernacles.
他那里呢，就又有一样嘢好突出嘅呢，就是几次主就明明在教训人。第14节话，到了节期， 耶稣上殿去教训人。
And we find that in the midst of the feast, the Lord would have been among them, teach them as in verse 14, it says that Jesus went to the temple and taught.
很公开的，很没隐藏的，咁就喺度教训人，而且咧，跟住你睇第28节，那时耶稣在殿里教训人，大声说，好大声喺度讲，然之后跟住第37节，节期嘅末日就系最大嗰一日，耶稣企起嚟高声说，哇！主喺嗰度真系尽晒心，又大声又高声，讲明俾佢哋听呢啲节期点样冇用。佢要为佢哋做一个新嘅开始。
How the Lord would teach them openly, just as in verse 28, he cried out in the temple and also.
我估就系喺呢一方面，我净系点出呢几个比较突出嘅。我嘅用意咧就系我哋睇见当时嗰几个教会有呢个所谓撒旦一会嘅嗰啲自称犹太人嘅嗰啲异端嚟嘅时候咧。主自己就要专系揾到佢哋自以为佢哋独有嘅，只有佢哋有嘅嗰啲宗教嘅传统，佢哋以为呢一个就够啦。我哋就系耶和华神嘅选民，咁你而家讲乜我都唔需要，因为呢个就够啦。主自己所作嘅一切，佢讲嘅、做嘅、行嘅神迹、讲嘅教训，佢就响呢啲咁嘅地点、时间。在那里明显的来到去表示给人。
And when the Jews were holding on to their religion and thought that this is all they have need of, and in their midst, the Lord in fact will show them it is not so, and that in the time and place to tell them that he's come to indeed have something new.
然后我们回来，我就接回在第二章后面那里，第23节那里。当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，咁又是逾越节，头先都冇讲嘅，就呢度就讲，因为呢度咧楞落去就讲话有一个法利赛人叫做尼哥底母，系犹太人嘅官，夜晚就嚟见耶稣啦，咁样带落嚟。
And end of chapter 2, where it says that and when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, and then in this feast, and goes on to talk about this Pharisee Nicodemus and how.He came in the night to have a talk with the Lord.
你睇下，就喺第三章嗰度，尼哥底母就表明咗乜嘢嘢咧？佢系法利赛人，法利赛人当时宗教嘅权威，乜嘢律法嘅讲解，你就靠佢嚟讲俾你听噶啦。
And Nicodemus, as a Pharisee, the high elite of the Jews, whatever you have need to know about Judaism, you would come to them.
呢个代表宗教咯噃吓。
And it represents a religion.
佢又系犹太人嘅官。
And he was also a ruler.
我哋知道佢系又系一个财主，好有钱嘅。
And also he was rich.
呢度冇讲，但系后屘。到主钉十字架之后，佢拎咗成100斤嘅末药乳香，哇，好贵嘅嗰啲香料，咁嚟到去膏耶稣嘅身体咧。
And although here it's not said, but at the end we find that how when the Lord was dead, he brought 100 pounds of nard to anoint the Lord。
就算佢唔做呢件事情，我哋都知道佢有钱，又做官，又系法利赛人。咁就係根本社会上嘅地位好高嘅，咁凡係咁嘅人，佢真係有才有势㗎啦。
And even though if we do not know this, as a ruler, as a Pharisee, he would be fairly high ranking among men and would have been rich.
所以呢个人所代表嘅可以讲话人嘅精英最高嘅成就冚唪唥集中喺呢个人嘅身上。
Find that among men, he is the one who represents the elite.
佢就係夜晚就嚟见耶稣。
He came in the night to look for Jesus.
点解夜晚嚟啊
？Why？
唔想俾人知。
Doesn't want to be known.
好丢脸啊
！It is rather shameful.
可能受到逼迫添。
Maybe will then face persecution as well.
咁佢嚟到就同耶稣讲啦。
And he came and asked the Lord.
佢话拉比，即系话先生，我哋知道你系由神嗰度嚟做师傅嘅，因为你所行嘅神迹。假如冇神同在咧，就一定做唔出嚟嘅。
Rabbi, teacher, we know that you are from God, no one can do these things that you do
unless God is with him.
好恭維耶穌,
in fact,
being reverent,
give him the praise.
但是你看耶穌答他的話, 很不客氣, 我覺得,
but I think the reply that God gave him was not.
你最低下來, 我不是那麼好的, 我都, 多謝你的恭維, 那就說幾句客氣話, 主耶穌根本就不跟他講,
says, oh, not so, and so on and so forth, but the Lord did not do that.
我實實在在的告訴你, 人若不重生, 就不能見神的果。
The Lord says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except anyone be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
好像沒有頭沒有腦, 忽然間, 這樣, 講這句說話, 我估計那個底母都窒一窒, 是不是?
All of a sudden, bringing forth such a statement, it would have thrown Nicodemus back.
但是主一開始那個語氣就很重, 不是只是說, 人若不重生就不能, 你知不知啊, 不是這樣的口氣, 我實實在在的告訴你, 你不聽呢, 你現在都頂住眼, 你看看, 有什麼這麼重要的事情告訴我, 人若不重生就不能見神的國。
The Lord is not just declaring a statement, but rather very sternly saying to him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except one be born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
很明顯, 尼哥底母的心裡面是想問一下神的國的事。
Obviously, Nicodemus in his heart wanted to know about things of the kingdom of God.
法利賽人很熟舊約聖經的, 他關乎 神怎樣應許尼賽亞的國,這個做王的,含藍他都知道,所以很可能這個人相當一個敬虔的宗教人物,主耶穌知道他心裡面想知的,所以一提就提講神的國。
And as Pharisees, he would have been very familiar with the Old Testament and regards the Messiah and how God would be sending him, and then he would be very wanting to know with these issues, and the Lord just went straight to it.
但是你是好的,尋求神的國是好的, 但你知不知啊? 你如果不重生啊, 見都沒得見啊。
To seek after the kingdom of God is a good thing. However, if you are not born again, 不用, you can't even see it.
不用提到啊, 你找到又進入去, 根本就沒可能啊, 所以下面就, 又再講, 我實實在告訴你, 你就, 若果不是重生, 就不能進神的國。 又不見到, 又不能夠進入去,
and you can't even find it or enter in, as the Lord went on to say very clearly, unless you are born again, you will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God. You can't see, neither can you enter.
尼哥底母所答的話呢, 你知道他心真的想問這件事的, 當時所以他就說了, 第四節, 他說, 哎呀, 人已經老了, 怎能夠重生啊, 難道再入母腹裡面又生出來?
And we find that this was very perplexing to Nicodemus, saying in verse 4, how can a man, being old, enter a second time into the womb of his mother and be born?
他一講那句說話, 主就很明顯知道他對神的事情一竅不通。
And the Lord is very clear that as far as the things of God is concerned, he wasn't one who have understood it.
然後他再講下去, 然後就第六節, 你留意第六節。 他從肉身生的肉身, 你一味講是地上的事情, 從肉身生的就是肉身, 從靈生的就是靈, 我對你講, 你不要以為稀奇啊, 然後講下去。
And then the Lord went on to say in verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit, do not wonder at what I say to you.
明顯就將兩個生, 很明顯地擺出來, 是不是?
And to put through before us the two lives,
你從肉身生的你是好駕勢,好叻,又有學問,又有地位,乜都有,但從肉身生的就是肉身,不過如是,是地上的,屬世的,要成為過去。
And born of the flesh, you may be indeed very great, having a name, a fame and riches, but this is only, in fact, born of the spirit and this is of the earth.
必須有一個新的起頭,從靈生的,才是靈,屬靈的事情你能夠 參透,以後我是引用其他的經文, 唯有屬靈的人能夠參透屬靈的事。
And you know that it's only those who are born of the Spirit, and they are the ones as in the
other place of scripture says,
is a spiritual man
discern spiritual things.
所以第三章那個尼哥底母這件事情呢，其他三卷福音都沒有的，沒有記載，但是很緊要的，很關鍵的，那裡已經講明主神的兒子來到地上，原來要做一件新的事。 講明俾你聽，人必須有一個新嘅起頭，唔再係舊嘅。我哋而家嘅口吻就話，唔再係喺舊嘅亞當裏面嚟到揾補救嘅辦法，係在基督裏面生命新嘅生命嗰度嚟到揾一個開頭。
And how it shows us very clearly that the Lord had come to do a new thing, and without this new beginning for man, then man would know a beginning or new start.
所以你假如睇到呢點咧，好啦，你假如繼續睇落去咧，嗰啲每一件神蹟咧，可以連到呢一個啟示裏邊。
And each miracle that we read on, we know it links up to this revelation.
第四章就講到撒瑪利亞婦人嘅事情啦。
Chapter 4 talks about
the incident with the woman of Samaria.
咁唔使解，你都明啦。 我撒瑪利亞婦人話：，哇！我日日嚟打水咁辛苦，你話有啲活水，哎呀！我梗係希望攞多啲活水啦，唔使日日嚟打水啦。
Talk about this living water. Obviously, I would like to have this, so I need not come every day to draw from this well.
佢話：，佢當初就又係一樣啦，即係尼哥底母當時主同佢講話，佢就好意外，但係就講盡佢心裏邊嘅。而家咧，呢個撒瑪利亞婦人一樣。 佢根本主老早睇見佢心裏面所要嘅，但係佢就覺得好奇啊！你係一個猶太人嘅人，點會同我哋撒瑪利亞一個婦人講嘢㗎？攞水飲啊
！Just as it was very surprising to Nicodemus, when the Lord was able to bring forth the things in his heart, so it was also with this Samaritan woman, what was in her heart, the Lord was able to point out very clearly.
假如你讀過熟舊約嘅歷史，你知道。 撒瑪利亞嗰個住嘅地方點解咁唔俾猶太人所尊重啊？我估你哋會領會啦。You
know the enmity between the Jews and the Samaritans from the history of the Israelites.
You will understand what happened.
因為當時以色列國亡咗之後咧，嗰啲亞述人咧就將嗰啲精英啊乜嘢啊咁啊帶走咗啦，好多人就將其他佢哋。 所征服嘅人咧，其他嘅外國人咧，可以講話外國人咧，就搬嚟響撒瑪利亞地方住。撒瑪利亞當時係以色列國嘅京城所在啦，嗰個地區。The
kingdom of Israel was indeed taken by Assyria. In fact, these people then moved into Samaria and in fact took over and rule over them.
所以當時咧，呢啲人咧就唔單係文化各樣好多方面咧有好多混雜。 連血統啊，乜嘢啊，都係好混雜。You
have all these intermarriages and also interchange of the cultures.
所以一路落嚟，雖然撒瑪利亞就響猶大國，即係耶路撒冷嗰個區域對上就好近嘅，咁但係咧就兩個地方嘅人咧不相往來。猶太人好唔睇起佢哋嘅。
And so the Jews, because of that, would not regard them as Israelites. And would look down upon them.
你睇到咁，所以佢咁樣話嘅時候，第十節，耶穌咧又係唔同佢講呢樣嘢，冇話解俾佢聽點解我問你攞水飲，我係猶太人嘅，佢叫佢先生啊，猶太人嘅拉比，我點解同你佢冇再答你，佢淨係話你如果知道神嘅恩賜同你講説話問你攞水飲嘅係邊個啊？ 你就必定老早求佢，佢就亦都早就俾你活水啦。
And verse 10, what the Lord had to say to this Samaritan woman wasn't answering the question about how he, a Jew, would ask of her, a Samaritan, for water to drink.
哇！呢個撒瑪利亞婦人就好開心，哇！原來有啲咁好嘅水，咁啊想攞呢水咯。咁就第十三節，你睇，耶穌話：凡係飲我嘅水咧，還要再飲。 人若喝我所赐嘅水，就永远不喝我所赐嘅水，向佢里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。And
the Lord went on to say, the water that you drink now, when you drink, you will drink again. But how the water I shall give to you, in fact, shall become a fountain of water, springing up into eternal life.
你知喺迦南地嘅嗰个地方咧，得一个井就好矜贵噶啦。就你读旧约历史，你睇见以撒挖井挖到水，就大家好开心，系好紧要嘅，因为那个地方好干旱，有得一个井，我日日嚟打水，我都差唔多可以话心足啦，因为有水。但你日日嚟打，就总唔系话有哇有活水喎，屋企里边唔使嚟打水，我就有水源源供应，梗系好啦，系咪？
Well, indeed, it would be very important in those regions where there is, in fact, a shortage of water. If you have a well and you can come and draw from it daily, it would have been a very good thing already. But to have it in your house and not having need to come to draw water, how good?
那个妇人跟住话：，哎呀，先生，你俾呢啲水赐俾我啦，叫我唔渴啦，又唔使行咁远嚟打水啦。
Woman says, give me this water that I shall not thirst again and I need not come to draw from this well.
耶稣说，你叫你的丈夫来。
And the Lord says, call your husband here.
又是很不客气，就将他那些想在人面前遮盖的那些的罪，那些污秽的事情就摆出来了。
And it seems that what she was wanting to hide from man, her sin and shame, is being exposed.
但这个妇人真的很有意思的，她说人哋都讲到你嗰啲最咩臭脚布咁样晒出嚟啦，讲晒出嚟，啊咁你仲有面同人哋讲嘢？但佢仲讲啊，你啲你睇下边嗰度啊，你啊，我啲祖宗啊喺呢个山上敬拜，你啊又话去要去耶路撒冷，以为啊我你唔好睇衰我，我都好即系宗教嘅嘢，我都好熟行噶咁啊。我哋就认为我哋应该喺呢个山上边敬拜，咁佢就将佢哋嘅嗰个传统拉落嚟啦，扯出嚟啦。
When the Lord was saying this to her, she then went on to say that we also have our religion. You say you worship in Jerusalem, but we worship in this mountain, and he bring forth her religion.
所以廿一节就话啊，你要信我，时候将到，做快要做啦，就讲俾你听。啊！神而家揾嘅就要乜嘢人嚟到去敬拜佢，又唔系响呢个山上边，又唔系响耶路撒冷。你唔系好以为我犹太人好紧要耶路撒冷，都唔在乎呢个地上嘅地方。佢话神要揾嘅系嗰啲用心灵，即系用灵响灵里边，同埋响真理里边嚟到去敬拜佢嘅。
And however, it is not important whether the Jews worship in Jerusalem.Or you in the mountain in Samaria, but rather God is this day seeking for worshippers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
你又喺呢度睇到咧，就係又係一個新嘅開始，一個唔係照住你嘅傳統所講俾你聽，嚟到去親近神、敬拜神嘅方式，你必須要喺靈裏邊，當然呢個係講生命啦，喺真理裏邊就主自己所帶嚟嘅嗰個真理啦。喺嗰度你先要揾到神。其实认真嚟讲，主自己后尾就讲，你必佢话我就是道路真理生命。你要揾神咧，只有喺神嘅儿子耶稣基督嘅里边。
And here again is the new beginning. It is nothing to do with your tradition or the teachings of your traditions, but rather it is to do with spirit that is life and also truth with his of the Lord himself and all that the Lord.
所以你沿住呢个咁样嘅启示嘅线咧，你一路睇落去，譬如第五章讲到节期嘅时候，去医好嗰、那个病咗38年嘅嗰个跛脚嘅人。
And when you read on through the chapter 5, how the Lord healed this person who was lame for 38 years.
响呢度呢段嘅经文，你睇到响耶路撒冷嗰度，哇，堆满嗰啲人系点噶？有啲系盲噶啦。有啲跛脚噶啦，有啲血气枯干噶啦。
Lame and withered，
含能将人嘅真相讲明出嚟。盲嘅你睇唔到真理，跛嘅你就行唔出神嘅道、神嘅要求。血气枯干嘅就连生命都冇噶。咁嘅人就系咁嘅样子。
In fact, this portrays what a man has been like, that not able blind and not able to see.And in fact, lame, not able to do what God wants, and withered, not having a life at all.
你睇喺呢度主就你睇含冷主自己嚟到去主动嘅意思。佢话你起嚟，拎起将你将肉，咁佢即刻行 这个神迹当然我们 都知道，但很明显的当时圣殿里面很多人很安息日，跟着下面那里那天是安息日，那就犹太人就找着这句来到去逼迫主，但主就是在特别在安息日，安息日的意思是什么？神愿意人同佢享安息，咁解。
And the Lord healed this person on the day of Sabbath, which in fact enraged the Jews. But on Sabbath, what does it actually mean? It means man, in fact, at rest with God.
但你当你找住人嘅传统，人嘅你自己自以为是嘅嗰一啲咧，你永远唔会得着安息。
And if you just lay hold of things which are the tradition of man, you will never truly find rest.
你必定要从呢一啲嘅捆绑，呢啲嘅咩出嚟？你睇好似呢个人，佢马上佢就可以找得到啦。佢就见到啦。当然要讲起上嚟就好丰富。根本呢个人系因为佢犯嘅罪。人点解你揾唔到神？系因为你嘅罪嘅缘故。罪就包括当然你做错嘅事，亦都罪亦都系讲话你扣唔到神所要求嘅，你一整找住人嘅东西，你一样神睇你系呢个有罪有缺陷嘅人。
And as one who just holding on to the things of man, you are in sin and you are no way able to come through to God or indeed arrive at what God wants。
咁一路咁样落去嘅时候咧，我哋唔能够每章都讲，但系你睇到跟住讲叫五千人食饱，咁你又知道啦，呢个梗系生命嘅粮啦，有乜嘢可以几个饼几条小鱼咁成五千人吃饱，根本冇可能嘅事情。咁
the feeding of the 5,000, you know that this is in fact a matter of provision of life. There's no way that with 5 loaves and 2 fishes you can actually feed 5,000.
有时你真系觉得好稀奇，啲人咧眼白白，亲眼睇到主做呢啲，我都坐喺度，又有面包食，又有煎香嘅嗰啲鱼咁好香食，食咗咧嗰班人都唔明噶喎，个里边个窍都唔开噶，你就觉得吓，点解人咁蠢嘅？真系盲眼盲到咧，乜嘢都睇唔到。
In fact, it's so surprising if you were one of them who had sat down there and then eat this bread and this fish and haven't eaten, you still do not know what's actually happened. It seems how blind man is.
你睇第十四节、十五节。
Look at verse 14 and 15 of chapter 6.
你话哦，都几好啊！众人睇见耶稣所行嘅神迹，就话啊，呢、这个真系要嚟世间嘅先知啦。然之后咧，耶稣就知道各人咧系强迫佢作王，咁佢点啊？独自就退到山上去。
And how these people having eaten and seen this sign, says, "Oh, this truly is a prophet." And then the Lord knew their thoughts that they want to make him king. He went away.
有好多人讲呢、这个给五千人吃饱呢个神迹，好多时候就疏忽咗呢两句圣经。
And so often when we talk about the miracle of feeding of 5,000, would have left out these two verses.
啲人已经睇到佢系先知，咁啊进一步咯。
They have seen him to be a prophet, so it seems that there is progress.
仲想拥戴佢做王，你话好唔好啊？咁啊又有啲进步咯。
And wanting him to become a king, is that not much better?
但主要嘅唔系呢一啲，主所要嘅，主所求嘅根本就唔系，佢就独自退到山上，当然系。向父神向度有交通。
And this is not what the Lord is seeking after. On the contrary, he would then withdrew from them, going to the mountains to have fellowship with his father.
冇错，主嚟佢所讲嘅话，含难先知，先知系咩？先知系为神讲话噶嘛？神想人知道乜嘢，就咪透过先知嚟到为佢嚟讲话。
Of course, the Lord was a prophet.What's a prophet? A prophet declares the very word of God that he wants to speak to the people.
所以冇错，主系先知，主又系将来有天要作王，但喺地上嘅日子，佢唔系要作王。
True, the Lord indeed is the prophet, but then also one day he will be the king, but it is not on earth.
人嘅心咧就以为啊，呢、这个就系以前旧约先知所预言嘅尼赛亚，就系嗰个叫我哋咧脱离罗马帝国嘅。统治我哋就以色列国就复兴啦。佢哋心目中就系以为呢个就系主嚟要作呢种咁嘅王。
And in their thoughts, they thought the promise of the king or Messiah to them would be to deliver them out of the oppression of the Roman rule.
但主知道他有一天作王, 但他未作王之先, 他要上十字架。
The Lord knew that he will one day be king, but before then he will be going to the cross.
我们说主自己是先知, 君王, 祭司, 三个职事, 都在他的身上面, 但他作祭司, 你记得, 他是将自己献上, 他不单是为人来到, 献这个赎罪祭，他自己就是那个献上的羔羊，为人来到赎罪的，那些人就没办法能够领会。
And you know that the ministry of the Lord has these three aspects of prophet, priest, and king. And as the priest, how he not just offered up sacrifices, but he offered up himself as a sacrifice for us.
所以你睇下圣灵藉着约翰写咧，慢慢佢哋又好似睇到啲，但系。 始终佢哋冇完全嚟到领会同埋接受主自己嚟到地上边嘅嗰个要行出嚟嘅嗰个职事。
And you find that in the Gospel of John, how although it's being revealed, yet no one actually understood the ministry the Lord had come to fulfill.
咁一路睇落去咧，好啦，第七章又话又是节期啦，呢度明讲就系祝棚节。
And when it comes to chapter 7 again, it talks about the feast, and this time is the Feast of the Tabernacle.
祝棚节是耶和华节期里面最后一个，就预表天国，神的国度显明了。This
is the very last feast of the Lord, where it actually shows and represents the kingdom of the heavens.
所以刚才我们在第七章那里读到几节圣经，他在殿里面教训人，他大声讲。 高声讲真系，佢睇见人喺度咁热闹、高兴过所谓祝棚节，但系对于佢嚟要将神嘅国带到地上嗰样事情，佢哋完全唔领会嘅时候，主嘅心就好着急，所以佢嗰个时候佢就唔怕嗰啲法利赛人啊、祭司啊、文士啊喺度找佢痛脚，佢就喺度好公开、好明显嘅嚟到向各人嚟到讲话。
When the Lord saw how these people do not understand about the kingdom of God and what God is after, how the Lord then declared very openly and also cried out in a loud voice, trying to teach them and to tell them of it.
我就立过去，大家都对约翰福音下边就讲嗰个淫妇啦，嗰个行人。咁当然呢度又系啊，响殿里又系嗰啲文士同埋法利赛人嚟到去用。 律法啊，嚟到去想话找一啲痛脚啊，要嚟到去控告耶稣。And
we know that following going on, how this woman that's been caught in adultery, and how they brought to the Lord Jesus, and trying to use the law to find fault with him.
主已经讲话，我系生命嘅粮。主又话我系活水。呢度咧第十二节就明。 我系世界嘅光，最紧要就系光，你一路盲眼，我同你做好多嘢，你都唔睇见，冇用嘅。我话我系世界嘅光，跟从我嘅就唔响黑暗里边走，就必定得着生命嘅光。
And the Lord here very clearly says that He is the light of the world, and without Him, without His light, there is no way that we will walk in the light but in darkness.
好啦，所以讲到世界嘅光嘅时候，跟住嗰度就讲话叫嗰个。 生嚟系瞎眼嘅人得睇见。And
with the light, how the Lord enabled blind to come to see.
就系喺第九章嗰度嘅。And
this comes in chapter 9.
呢个真系好有意思嘅。This
is indeed very meaningful.
你留意呢个人咧，唔系话出晒世之后后尾盲眼，唔系佢能够睇嘢嗰样嘅本能啊，嗰样嘅能。 系佢有生以嚟都未有试过嘅。And
how this person was born blind, he was blind from birth. He hasn't had this ability to see right from birth.
神明好明显嘅俾人睇到主自己所以作嘅就系一方面系从冇变到有，一方面咧就从一方面就系表明佢从来唔会将一啲旧嘅嘢嚟到去改变下，嚟到去改新嘅，唔系。 神明显嘅就系将你本来冇嘅，而家佢嚟到俾过你。
here it shows very clearly that what the Lord does is from what we have not, and He brings something new to us. He's not just, in fact, trying to make something good out of what is existing.
但最有意思嘅咧，就係呢一章裏邊最後尾嗰節啊。
And what's really meaningful is the very last verse in that chapter.
嗰啲法利賽人啊，審嗰個生嚟盲眼嘅啫，審咗大輪嗰個人話：我唔知乜嘢都唔知，我只係知道我從前眼瞎嘅，而家眼開咗啦。我哋好中意唱嗰首 Amazing Grace 嗰句係嘛？我乜都唔知。最寶貝嘅就係我以前盲眼，而家我就眼開，我睇到。
And how the Jews were questioning this blind man, and then at the end he said to them that I do not know anything, but this I know: once I was blind, but now I see. Just as the hymn Amazing Grace we often sing.
第38節就話：我主耶穌話我嚟咧審判，叫嗰啲唔能夠睇見可以睇見，嗰啲睇得見嘅就反而盲咗眼啦。咁嗰啲法利賽人話：誒唔通我哋盲咗眼啊？咁啊，第41節啦，耶穌就對佢話：你哋如果盲咗眼咧，仲好啲，就冇罪啦。但如今你哋話我哋仲能夠睇見咧，所以你嘅罪都仲喺度。
When the Lord says that He come, so those who are blind may see, those who see will may be blind. But then the Pharisees question and says, "Are we blind?" And the Lord says to them that if you were blind, then you would not have sinned. But now you say, You're not, then your sin remains.
你睇下生命嘅光嚟到地上就叫人能够睇见，但你一味话你都未有生命嘅光，但系你话睇见，你睇见嗰啲系乜咧？系地上嘅嘢，所以喺神嘅眼里边睇嚟，你仲系盲眼嘅，仲系盲眼，你仲未有得到救恩，未有新嘅生命，未开眼，所以话你嘅罪仲喺度。
Light is enabled you see, but then you would not have light. But you see, what is it that you actually see then?Only the things of the world that is not able, in fact, to save you at all, and so your sin still remains with you.
所以你睇到主系咪好坦白、好敞开同佢哋讲，一啲都唔隐瞒，亦都一啲都冇话惊住得罪佢哋，佢就讲，所以嗰班法利赛人就嬲到咩咁啦。
And the Lord would say all these things very openly to them, and will not in fact hold back anything. And hence the Jews were very angry with him and.
你就觉得好奇怪啊！跟住第十章好似讲有羊，好似都能唔到嘅，都能同上边冇关联嘅。
And when chapter 10 talks about the sheep, it says, "Oh, it seems it has got nothing to do with the foregoing chapters."
其实呢一章所要讲嘅，唔单系话主系好牧人，主自己系嗰道门，你冇门就点会揾到嗰条路啊？嗰條路喺嗰邊，你冇門開去，你都冇辦法能夠去。
And not only that the Lord is a good shepherd, but he also points out that he is the door. Without the door, you can't enter in. How then can you get into the way?
咁當然佢亦都講到好牧人為羊舍命咁，即係嗰啲你。但係最寶貝咧就話第十六節，我另外有羊唔係呢個圈裏邊嘅，我必須領佢哋嚟，佢哋亦都要聽我聲音，並且要合成一群。歸一個牧人了，第十六節。
And obviously the shepherd had come to lay down his life for his sheep. But then in verse 16 he says, I have other sheep which is not of this fold, and I must also bring them that they may hear my voice, and they shall be one.
好明顯，主講俾啲法利賽人聽，你哋好認為你哋宗教人士好咩假如神有乜嘢好嘅，有救恩俾我哋嘅時候，首先就俾我哋啦。但是主自己说我另外有羊，你不要以为你这么听到我的声音这么好，我要将他们一样带来，而且怎么 明显的说我要为羊舍命，但这个舍命就不是有人抢去，你不要以为就差不多暗示说你将来杀死我，以为将我的命没人能够将我的命夺去的，是我自己甘愿来到。那你看即是已经很明显的将那个救恩来带出来。
And that the Jews may think that they are rather special, they are able to hear of God, but the Lord is saying that they are not, but He has in fact other sheep in another fold, and how the Lord says that no one takes his life from him, it's He who lays down his life, clearly showing forth the salvation that Lord has brought to all of us.
你睇到第28節，
又
就講佢啲羊點咧？我又賜俾我啲羊啊，永生，佢哋永不滅亡， 讲到呢个生命咧就永远嘅，啊，唔系净系见到光，你见到光可以行喺真理里边有门俾你入去，唔系啫，嗰个系永远嘅。佢话谁也不能从我手里面将佢，我父将羊赐俾我，佢比万有都大，边个都唔能够从我父嘅手里边将佢哋夺去。
That he will give his sheep, he will
give them a life eternal, and they shall never perish,
and no one shall seize them out of my hand.
My Father who has given them to me is greater
than all.
我记得有一个弟兄，有一次交通呢两节圣经，佢话响主嘅手里边都已经好稳妥，冇人能够夺去。但跟住话响父嘅手里边，哇，嗰只手更大，哦，冇人能够将我哋夺去。在主里面平安稳妥，这个给我们何等有恩典的话。
I remember a brother was sharing
these two verses, to be in the hand of the Lord is indeed very, very secure, but then to be in the hand of the Father, which is in fact even greater, how wonderful these words are, giving us a comfort.
然后主就很明确了，我与父原为一，咁嗰啲人咧就要拎起石头要打佢啦。
And the Lord put very clearly, the Father and I are one, and the Jews are in fact
one. 佢哋冇办法能够接受一个事实，呢个喺木匠家里面出嚟嘅呢个面貌慈水、形容枯槁嘅个样子，又唔系话高大好威武嘅。你话你同神原为一，哇！你咁大胆得了嘅咁啊？要用石头打死佢。
This in fact was totally unacceptable to the Jews. You don't look all that great. In fact, how dare you put yourself along as your God? So they picked the stones up to stone him.
所以你睇到主自己就系一步一步真系叫嗰啲响黑暗里面嘅人，佢哋能够见到光，能够认识呢个真理，能够真系睇见神嘅意响，好似保罗所讲嘅，响律法以外已经显明了。唔好淨係守住你啲律法，以為嗰度係能夠到神嗰度，係冇錯，你守得到，你可以去到神嗰度，但你守唔守到咧？而家神嘅義喺律法以外已經顯明了。
And as Paul says, and also the Lord has come to show that how there is a righteousness that is apart from the law, and how in keeping the law you will set yourself apart from this righteousness.
所以你假如跟住呢个咁样嘅线咁嚟到睇约翰福音，你觉得好有意思嘅，因为当时真系老约翰实在好关心教会，怕佢哋受呢啲异端嘅影响，人嘅道理、宗教嘅传统，到今日为止啊，好多时候都系叫我哋受迷惑嘅。
How John's heart and concern for the churches, how they were faced up with the traditions of man and also the false teachings that's in the church.How today this is also affecting the churches and us today.
所以唔好淨係睇到約翰福音就覺得話啊，當時都係主自己同向盼望呢啲神嘅選民啦，呢啲猶太人能夠睇到佢哋嘅光景，唔係其實一樣對我哋講話今日。
And John's gospel is not just for the Jews who in fact come to see their own situation, but in fact it is also the same.Words that are speaking to us today.
所以正如好似Austin Spark 弟兄所讲嘅，当人走到尽头，当人睇见冇前途、冇盼望嘅时候，圣灵就将神嘅儿子显明出嚟。
Just as Austin Spark says that when man has come to the ends of his means and have no hope whatsoever, then how God will reveal His Son to us.
所以我时时觉得今日。教会落到咁嘅光景，我哋要好好嘅嚟到翻转头睇下我哋嘅主要作乜嘢。我哋真係想有好嘅恢复，一定要响我哋嘅主耶稣基督里面。除咗你得救係在主嘅基督里面，你今日能够得，你讲得胜也好，你能够叫你得看见也好，都係真係需要靠我哋睇见灵里面睇见我哋嘅主自己。
How we really need in these last days to turn to look at the Lord Himself, how salvation has been from Him, and how for us to have a victory is also from Him, and God, what we really need to look at is what He wants today.
Yeah. 我下个礼拜翻去咧，礼拜三咁又 miss 咗一个礼拜二啦。这个礼拜二就已经恢复查经，咁我就会 最得閒讀咗一章或者兩章，咁但我就希望我自己嘅領會能夠跟呢個光能夠跟住落去體會。
When I return back to the States next week, I would have missed very likely two Bible study sessions.
I still hope that I can continue in this learning and in this light.
最後咧，我就用幾節響翻約翰福音前邊啲十章裏邊有幾節嘅聖經，第六章有幾節聖經作做我嘅交通嘅結束。
I hope to use some verses in John's Gospel to conclude my sharing.
我哋會一齊讀呢幾節聖經，第廿七節。
To read together these verses.
第六章廿七節。
Chapter 6, verse 27.
我哋一齊讀。
Let us read together.
不要為那必壞的食物勞力，要為那存到永生的食物勞力，就是人子要賜給你們的，因為人子是父神所印證的。必壞的食物不要為那些東西會過去的，你宗教的傳統也好，人的地上的知識學問也好，這些都是必壞的食物。
And food that perishes do not work for them, whether it is man's traditions or their teachings.
所以不要將你的期望你的依靠放在那裡，要為傳到永生的食物勞力。勞力啊，你留意不是坐在那裡就有的，我們要付一些代價的。
And do not in fact work for such, but rather for the food which abides unto eternal life. It's not for you just to sit there, but also you have to work for it.
最淺的解釋，永生的食物，咁在神的話裏面有啦，咁你都要俾心機讀神的話。
And at the very least, we know that the food for eternal life is the Word of God. You have to, in fact, use time to read God's Word.
冇勞力就冇收穫。
If you don't labor, you won't have any harvest.
你讀神嘅話，越讀越有享用，呢個係神嘅話語裏邊嗰個豐富俾我哋嘅應許。
Read God's word, the more riches you will get out of it, for this is the promise of God.
同埋喺呢兩章裏邊仲有兩節，第三十五節。
And there's another two verses, verse 35.
第三十五節，我哋一齊讀。
Let us read together verse 35.
耶穌說：我就是生命的糧，到我這裏來的必定不餓，信我的永遠不渴。還有一節六十三節。
Another verse.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。清楚唔清楚
？Are we clear？
好清楚吓。
It is indeed clear。
我哋要得着呢、這个，我哋又唔使饿，又唔使渴嘅生命嘅粮，生命水，都系响主嘅话里边去得着。
For us to have
the spirit of life or living water, how we need to know that these are in the Lord.
所以总的一句就是愿意我们各人都能够在主的话里面多做一些功夫，不单只是多读多思想，好好的来到在神的话里面更多的来到认识祂，真知道祂。
And how we need to spend time in the word of God and to truly come to know the Lord.
我哋做一个结束嘅祈祷。
Let us end in prayer.
我哋嘅主，我哋感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
因为你系真系不断嘅向教会说话嘅神。
Yeah, in fact, the God who ever speaks to the church.
你嘅话系灵，系生命。
Your word is life and spirit.
你唔会好似打空气毫无目的嘅嚟到说话。
You will not just as it were beating in the wind and as one who speaks.
一发声讲话嘅时候，我哋就知道你有我哋所需要嘅事情，必须要知道。
Lord, when you speak, in fact, you will have us know what we need to.
你有一个目的，愿意属你自己人，更多嘅嚟到认识你，嚟到真知道你。
You have this purpose for those who are yours to really come to know, truly know you.
巴不得你真係恩待我哋，怜悯我哋，俾我哋做一个清心寻求你嘅人。
Lord, indeed be gracious and merciful to us that we will know how to seek after you out of pure heart.
这个世上的太多的事情，俾我哋分心受到搅扰。
How many things in this world distract us and trouble us?
尤其是喺我哋当中嘅下一代，主啊，求你怜悯佢哋。
Especially the next generation in our midst, have mercy on them.
恩待我哋嘅下一代，好叫真系教会嗰个建造，能够建造得更好，教会嘅见证能够持守落去。
Lord, in fact, be gracious to them, so that in fact, in the church, the testimony may be kept.
主啊，我哋仰望你，你系我哋嘅指望，你系我哋嘅依靠。
Lord, we look upon you because you are our hope and indeed our source.
愿你嘅旨意成就在我哋当中，叫你嘅名一直得着高举。
Lord, that we will indeed take note of you and have your name exalted.
我哋嘅祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.